This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
Words of Life from Matthew 27. The tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. Nobody had listened to Elijah or Elisha or the other prophets, so God came in person to tell the world the good news. Jesus said, in effect, "Come to me, all of you who work so hard at saving yourselves, carrying such terrible burdens of fear and despair, and I will show you how to embrace a life made free with light and grace." But the people were threatened by Jesus. They tried to silence him by killing him on a cross. They rejected the opportunity to embrace a new reality of resurrection and full life. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." That message, the good news, needs to be repeated again and again and again. Every day someone is born who will need to hear it, to see it, to experience it. There are so many ways we can share the good news of Jesus Christ's love for us. Some of those ways will involve our mouths, some will involve our hands and feet, and many will include the use of media, print, broadcast, internet, phone technology, and more. All of these require prayerful hearts and a willingness to let God use us and the resources He has given us. Let's respond to God's call to be prophets of the good news. Let us let God start using us in all the ways we can, to be Elisha's, faithful, and true prophets of God.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.